John McLean. This is from We Stood Upon Stars by Roger W. Thompson. The boys dashed through the front door, and Logan struggled to stand. His tail thumped slowly. It once beat like a metronome, now it labored to move. His hips quivered as he shifted weight to his back paws. The boys gave him a quick pat on the head and ran to their room to play. Logan ambled after them, slipping occasionally under the strain of walking. Upon reaching their room, he nuzzled their necks and licked their faces, and returned to the hall where he could keep watch over the boys and the rest of the house. Since their birth, Logan has always been the first to welcome our boys home. He sniffed newborn hair and retrieved baby toys, and rolled over gently when they crawled toward him. I trained him to keep his eyes on me, to wait for my instruction. So when babies climbed his back and tugged his ears, he looked at me as if asking what came next. I told him it was okay, so he let them tug. Years were marked by his nose's appearance in photos of kids blowing out candles. He was a horse when they played cowboys, and he wore a football helmet when they needed an extra player for the big game. He was a faithful companion. I had no idea how to tell my boys that Logan would have to be put down.